Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you today on this Tuesday. Yesterday, we gathered together, and the first thing we did was we celebrated our mama. We celebrated Mary. We were together during the Immaculate Conception and just talking about the amazing way that the Lord kept her. The Lord kept her pure. The Lord kept her holy so that she could be a beautiful dwelling place of the Lord. And Mary is the Theotokos. She's the dwelling place of God in a very particular and honored way. But friends, the amazing thing that I want you to also internalize is in a different way, you are a temple of the living God. God dwells in you. He lives in you. The Holy Spirit is working in your life. And we read together the Magnificat. As Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She receives this mission from God, and then she proclaims the greatness of who God is. And this is the invitation that God is inviting us to each and every day. That as we receive who we are, as we receive our mission from Him, we respond by proclaiming His greatness, by proclaiming His love, by proclaiming His mercy. God, thank you for what you've done in me. God, thank you for who you are as you're driving in your car, as you're sitting in your prayer chair, as you're coming back from a workout, wherever you are when you're listening to this, proclaim, whether it's in your heart or out loud, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up on this day. Thank you for putting breath in my lungs. The fact that I have breath in my lungs is proof that you love me, is proof that you know me, is proof that you see me, is proof that you want me, all of these different things. Lord, thank you for waking me up today. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray and just thank the Lord. And then we're going to get back in John chapter 13. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you woke us up this morning. Thank you that you give us breath in our lungs, that you invite us each and every day into a new mission and into a deeper relationship with you. Thank you for the grace that you give us in our lives. Thank you for the grace you give us to walk through the things that we need to walk through. Thank you for showing us the way. And thank you for this word that you're giving us. May we encounter you ever more deeply as we read this. Penetrate our hearts, Lord Jesus. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we're getting started here, just as I was praying just there, I was just struck by, you know, as we're praying, thank you, Lord, for the breath in our lungs. And this season of my life, you know, it's been a really busy season. I've been on the road a lot. The Lord had kind of called me to say yes to a lot of different travel things, everything from Africa to, you know, women's retreats, you know, with my mom and being out on the road with my dad and, you know, just hopping around to preach the gospel in different places that I was sure that the Lord was asking me to do it. And at the same time, towards the end, I was getting tired, you know, and my body was breaking down and I was getting sick. But just like, it's been a crazy fruitful season and just a crazy busy season. But just thinking as I was praying, like the Lord always gives us grace for what we need. And even just to reflect in your own life on times where the Lord has consistently given you grace for what you need. And friends, Jesus is calling us deeper. He's calling us to more. He's calling us to be fruitful for the kingdom. He's calling us to be equipped for the kingdom. He's calling us into deeper love for each other. He's calling us to push past sometimes what we put up as false boundaries and reasons to not love, reasons to not give of ourselves, reasons to not be villagers and show up for people and all of these different things. He's saying, go outside of yourself. I will give you what you need. And I feel like as you're going about your day today, the Lord wants to show you that when it comes to energy, when it comes to all these different things, the Lord wants to give you what you need. Not just to get by, but to be fruitful. And so yesterday we began the Last Supper discourse, and amazing. And I'm hoping to spend some time going through John 13 through 17. It's just a fantastic set of chapters. It's some of my favorite in the whole Bible. You know, there was a preacher that I really liked, and he taught on the Last Supper discourse like over 150 times. He was like, it's the most important thing. And we saw yesterday, we talked about yesterday, it being Jesus's hour. Jesus knew that it was his hour. He knew that he was about to depart from the world. So let's read our passage again, and then we're going to dive into what the Lord has for us today. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, and he who is clean all over. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "You are not all clean." So yesterday, I know that's a lot to take in, and there's even more to the story here, but yesterday we began just with that first verse of Jesus knew it was his hour to depart. He was going to die. He knew this. He knew this. And so what does he have? What does he do? What does he say? Where does he go? He loves his own. He says he loves his own. And then I love this because it says during supper, the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. And what does that mean, that the devil had put it into his heart? Does it mean that the devil was controlling him? Does it mean that Judas didn't have free will? All of this kind of stuff that we talk about, the predestination, and was Judas, did Judas even have a choice in this because he needed to do it? All this kind of stuff. But there's this reality, and we were talking about this in our Bible study, that when we're tempted, you know, Judas was tempted by greed. We see in other times, you know, when the woman pours the precious nard out on Jesus and he's like, "Wait, we could have used that money. Like, what the heck?" We see at different times that Judas is tempted by greed. And so we know through the scriptures that he was slowly giving his heart over to greed. He was slowly giving his heart over to greed. So when this temptation came to betray Jesus, it's kind of like he had already decided. And have you ever experienced being tempted and then you make the decision to do the act, you make the decision to do the sin, but you haven't quite done it yet, but you're kind of in this state of you have blinders on, like you've chosen of like, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to commit this sin, and you don't think about the consequences. You don't think about anything else. You just decide it. This is where Judas was. The devil, in a particular way, had entered his heart, and he at that time had already given in to the temptation. And the amazing thing, and we're going to see this later, is that Jesus serves him. Yes, he says, "One of you is going to betray me," but Jesus sits down at the table with Judas, knowing he will betray him, knowing he's going to turn him in, knowing he's going to be like, "You are the one," knowing he's going to kiss him, knowing he's going to bring him to his death and turn him in to the authorities. It says this, Jesus knowing, again, Jesus knows something else. It says he knew that it was his hour. And what else does he know? He knows that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God. Jesus, knowing first that it was time for him to depart. He knew his hour was there. He knew he was going to die. He knew that the Father had given all things into his hands. God the Father chooses to give all power and authority, all things into his hands. The Father entrusts his Son with the mission of saving the world. And this is something so beautiful to focus on. And we'll see it later in the Last Supper discourse where Jesus says in John 14, He'll say, "I want the world." He said, "The ruler of the world is coming, the devil. But I do as the devil wants, not because he has power over me, but so the world may know that I love my Father." And there's this amazing exchange going on that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, they exist before the foundation of the world in a beautiful relationship of self-giving love to one another. And the Father sends the Son out into the world, and the Son willingly goes. And the Father sends the Son for love of us, and the Son goes for love of us. But he also goes for love of the Father. That look how the Father and the Son love each other. Look at this relationship. Jesus reveals to us the Father. He reveals the Father to us. And the Father puts everything into the hands of Jesus from the beginning in his baptism. He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Look at him, follow him, love him. This is the one whom on all my favor rests." And then he goes to his death. His hour comes. And in Jesus' hour, when he's going to suffer and die, the Father entrusts all of humanity to his Son. He has given all things into the hands of his Son. And Jesus knows this. He knows what the Father has given him. This is how he's entering into his mission. And even further, he says he knows that he had come from God and was going to God. Jesus was so secure in his identity. He loves out of his identity. He serves out of his identity. He completes his mission out of his identity. He disciples the apostles out of his identity. He does miracles out of his identity. We'll see that he is humble out of his identity. He knows what the Father has given him. And he knows that he's come from the Father and he's going to the Father. And friends, this is exactly the case with us. The Father trusts us. The Father loves us. The Father's favor rests on us. The Father takes pleasure in us. He delights in us. And we've come from the Father. We are made from the Father's heart. We come into the world out of a relationship of love between God the Father and God the Son, generated in the power of the Holy Spirit. We know where we've come from and we know where we're going back to. And Jesus is giving us a model of complete security, that he knows where he's going. He's going to his death, but ultimately he's going to his Father. And he can give himself up and away in love because he knows that he belongs to his Father. He can go so far as to laying down his life because he belongs to his Father. He knows who he is. And this allows him to be free. This allows him ultimately to enter into the hour of his death. It allows him to enter into an impossible task with security and the love of the Father. And so today, ask the Father to help you walk in that same security that Jesus had, that he'd come from the Father, that he's going back to the Father, and the Father had given all things into his hands. Father, help us to live in the security that we belong to you, the security of our identity as sons and daughters of the Father. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.